from Las Vegas. You're listening to Verve Church for people who don't like church. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome to Christmas at Verve Online. Verve is a safe place to explore, investigate, and grow spiritually. And we would love to know you. Would you just kind of say hi in the comments? Let us know where you're watching from if you haven't done that yet. It is great to celebrate Christmas with you, especially after such a tough year. 2020 will not go down as anyone's favorite year. Well, today we're starting a new teaching series that will bring us into the new year. Almost every year we do this series where we look at some popular movies to see, like, can we learn anything about God and ourselves from them? And today we're going to talk about a movie to help us understand Christmas, Toy Story 4. And speaking of years, 2020, not the best year ever. Did you know the first Toy Story movie came out in 1995? Some of you were not alive. Was 1995 the best year ever? Well, I'll let you decide. In 1995, eBay was born and Kendall Jenner was born. Oh, look, she's blowing you a kiss. 1995, Bob Ross died. Oh, look, he's waving at you. Goodbye, Bob Ross. In 1995, Michael Jordan returned to the NBA. And O.J. Simpson was declared not guilty. Movies from 1995 included Clueless and Apollo 13.
Failure is not an option.
They had a mission of bringing their boys back, and failure was not an option. What were the top songs of 1995? Kiss from a Rose by Seal. No, not that Seal. Seal. Yes, that Seal. And TLC, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. I thought you might join in. Don't go chasing. All right, maybe not. And 1995, All for One sang, I Can Love You Like That.
And all this time, Lenny, you've been waiting. You don't have to wait no more. I can love you like that. I would make you my world. Move heaven and earth if you were my girl.
I can love you like that. Well, maybe 1995 wasn't the best year ever, but it did give us the first Toy Story, which led to the fourth Toy Story. And here is the story of Toy Story 4. Bonnie is the central character in the story, and it's the day for Bonnie's kindergarten orientation. She is given arts and crafts supplies, which are thrown into the garbage, but they are recovered from the trash, and Bonnie creates Forky. She writes her name on him because he's hers, and Bonnie loves Forky. And Bonnie's love brings Forky to life. Forky is Bonnie's favorite. She loves him, but there's a problem. Forky thinks he's trash. I guess he just kind of looks at where he came from and he looks at himself. He doesn't look like much, not impressive. And so he keeps saying, I am trash. And he runs away from Bonnie and he throws himself into garbage cans. In fact, there's a montage scene of him repeatedly throwing himself into garbage cans with this song saying, I can't let you throw yourself away. Finally, on a family road trip, Forky, who still cannot believe in Bonnie's love, because he cannot believe he's not trash, jumps out of the RV window. Forky is now lost, and so Woody, yes, Woody is back, and Woody pursues.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
Freedom!
Buzz, we've got to get Forky.
Affirmative.
Forky is lost, and so Woody is seeking and trying to save Forky. He will do anything to find him and get him back to Bonnie. Woody pursues Forky. But Forky gets taken captive by an evil doll named Gabby Gabby, who has no voice box. Woody continues pursuing. He will not be stopped. And along the way, we meet again Bo Peep, who has created a community for overlooked and broken and imperfect toys. She accepts them despite their scrapes and breaks, and they form this family. Bo Peep joins up with Woody, embracing the mission of getting Forky back to Bonnie. Together, they form this rescue team. And we meet Giggles McDimples, she's a toy that's just so small, she was just overlooked, and who now hangs out on Bo's shoulder. And Giggles embraces this mission and joins the rescue team. And we meet hysterical Ducky and Bunny, who they just desperately want to be loved. And they join the rescue effort. We also meet stuntman toy Duke Kaboom, who is always posing. Duke is from Canada. He was a Boxing Day present to a kid who became disappointed because Duke couldn't jump as far as the toy in the commercial. And now Duke is always trying to prove himself that he is worthy. He's always posing and saying, oh yeah! He joins the rescue effort. And Woody finally gets to Forky. But to rescue him, to get him back to Bonnie, he has to give up his voice box to Gabby Gabby. It is a huge sacrifice, but he does it. He willingly agrees to trade his voice box for Forky. And he's able to bring Forky back to Bonnie. Forky and Bonnie are reunited. And finally, Forky gets it. He's finally able to accept, and he is transformed by love. Well, Woody decides to stay with Bo and with Gabby and Ducky and Bunny and Duke, and they create a new kind of rescue team who together have a mission of seeking and saving lost toys. In fact, we get to see them rescue a lost toy, and they are amazed that they were able to do it, that it worked. Duke Kaboom says, whoa, we actually did that. Oh yeah. And that is the story of Toy Story. And that is the story of the Bible. The story of Toy Story is the story of the Bible. So the story of the Bible goes like this. God is the central character in the story, and God created you. And he wrote his name on you because you're his child. Jesus said it in Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. He said, I will write on each of them the name of my God. In fact, you want to hear something really cool? It's not just that God wrote his name on you. He has also written your name on him. He says in the Bible in Isaiah 49, verse 16, he says, I can never forget you. I have written your name on the palms of my hands. He wrote your name on him because he's yours. Your father. We're told in the Bible that God is love, and God created you in love and for love. He loves you like you're his favorite. When my daughter was in middle school, she was on her school's dance team, and Marissa's dance team got to perform in a parade at Disneyland. So I went to Disneyland to watch her because I had to be there with her, and I found myself a spot at the very beginning of the parade route. My camera is ready to take pictures, and I want to show you the pictures I took. And so here, just real quick, here are the pictures I took. We'll be right back. You may have noticed a couple things. First, my daughter was at the center of all 47 of those pictures. Second, did you notice that some of the pictures had like Main Street of Disneyland in the background, and others had like Fantasyland in the background, and others had wait, how is that possible? It's because I ran the entire parade route with her. I ran through the crowds, around people, into people, over babies, through babies. The whole time I was staying with Marissa, I'm taking pictures of Marissa. Why? Because she's mine. She's my kid, and I wanted to be with her. I wanted to be close to her. I wanted to see her. I wanted to take pictures of her. And it was so much fun. Like, I had so much joy watching her. I'm calling out her name, Marissa. Like, no one else, right? I didn't care about anyone else in the parade because, well, no one else was mine. Marissa is my child. And you are God's child. And He wants to be with you, close to you, watch you. Like, He loves it. Look at what the Bible says in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. It says, the Lord your God is with you. He takes delight in you. He is calling out your name. God says, I have called you by name. You are mine. Because you're His. You are His child. Check out 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. It says, the Father has given us His love. He loves us so much that we are actually called God's children. That's what we are. But we turn away from God. We actually try to escape His love. The picture the Bible gives us is that we are like sheep. Wait, what? Sheep? Yeah, sheep. Why sheep? Well, back then, it was a farming, agricultural society. They knew sheep. They knew sheep are clueless. Sheep are like notoriously dumb and tend to just wander off and get lost. And the Bible says that all of us have wandered off like sheep. We have left God. Why do we leave God? Why do we reject His love? I think for a lot of us, it's because we don't feel worthy of it, right? We kind of feel like trash. If not trash, at least far too imperfect to be loved with a perfect love by a perfect God. We don't feel worthy of God's perfect love, and we know we're not living the perfect life of love that God created us to live. The Bible calls that sin. Sin is when you make choices outside the will of God. And Jesus said the will of God is all about two things. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And He said, love others as much as you love yourself. But we don't do that, right? Me neither. And it can lead to guilt. And it's kind of like we pull further and further away from God, and we yell, freedom! But the problem is that we got our freedom by jumping out of a moving vehicle. And what we've actually freed ourselves from is being loved with God's perfect love. We separate ourselves from God's perfect love, but we were made for God's perfect love, and we feel empty without it. And life just, it doesn't work the way it's supposed to when you're empty, when you're missing what you were made for. And so what we do is we start chasing after something, anything we think might fill us. Don't go chasing waterfalls. But we do. And so we become like Ducky and Bunny. Remember how they were just desperate to be loved and they would do anything to be loved? And there are people, maybe you, who always feel like you need a man, you need a woman, and then you get loved by one, but you don't feel like it's the love you need, and you go to the next one. Or we can become like Duke Kaboom, always trying to prove ourselves, prove that we're worthy, that we're important. And so you're still talking about how awesome you were in high school and how great you did, or I don't, you're always trying to win, right? At your job, fantasy football, raising your kids. You put all these social media posts that make it seem like your life is a lot better than it really is. What's our deal? We are desperate for perfect love, wondering when and where and how and if we'll ever find it. We're just waiting to feel full, not realizing the only thing that can fill the emptiness is perfect love. And God is up in heaven like, all this time you've been waiting, but you don't have to wait no more. No, I can love you like that. But we don't listen, right? I mean, a lot like a sheep, we wander away and we get lost from God. We get lost. And so God pursues. That's why God sent Jesus. That's what Christmas is all about. You can't understand Christmas without understanding this. Jesus told a story once, kind of like a metaphor for why he came. It's in the Bible, in the book of Luke, chapter 15, starting in verse 4. Jesus says, there once was a shepherd with 100 sheep, but one of his sheep wandered away and was lost. So the shepherd left the 99 sheep out in the open field and searched in the wilderness for that one lost sheep. He didn't stop until he finally found it. With joy, he raised it up and placed it on his shoulders, carrying it back with delight. Returning home, he called all his friends and neighbors together and said, "Let's have a party. Come and celebrate with me the return of my lost sheep. It wandered away, but I found it and brought it home." Jesus continued, "In the same way, there will be a glorious celebration in heaven over the rescue of one lost sinner who comes back home and returns to the fold." Well, this story is a metaphor. In the story, we're the sheep, and Jesus is the shepherd. In fact, he said, I am the good shepherd. This is a metaphor, and this is the story of Christmas. Christmas is all about the birth of Jesus. And Jesus was born. He came to earth on a search and rescue mission. He has a mission of bringing his father's kids back home. And failure is not an option. He is pursuing you. And because he loves you, he will not stop until he finds you and brings you home to God. And that's my story. I grew up completely outside the church, no faith, no idea about God, but God loved me, and Jesus was pursuing me, and finally, in my sophomore year of college, he got my attention. That is the story of so many people who are a part of Verve. Like, I think of Lily. She did not have faith in God, but God loved her. And Jesus was pursuing her. And a couple years ago, she showed up for a Christmas service, a Christmas Eve service at Verve, and finally he got her attention. She planned on just coming for that one Christmas service, but she's never stopped coming. And Jesus is pursuing you. That's why he has you here today. He's doing everything he can to get your attention, to let you know that God wants to be with you, because you are not trash. And so do not throw your life away. You are important to God. See, you don't have to be important because you are important. You are his favorite. And Jesus is trying to show you what your worth is to God, how loved you are. And Jesus showed us that in the most unimaginable way. He died for you. Look what the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says that God showed how much he loved us by having Christ die for us, even though we were sinful. You remember how Woody had to give up his voice box to save Bonnie? Well, Jesus had to give up his life to save you. The Bible says in 1 John, it says, God showed his love for us when he sent his only son into the world to give us life. Real love isn't our love for God, but his love for us. God sent his son to be the sacrifice by which our sins are forgiven. He did it so that you could be declared not guilty. So it's not guilty of your sins. That's why Jesus died. It was his choice. Like, it wasn't a surprise. Jesus was born to die. It's actually what Christmas is all about. Jesus came on a search and rescue mission, and Jesus died to bring you back to God. 1 Peter 3:18 says, Jesus died for our sins. An innocent person died for those who are guilty. Jesus did this to bring you to God. To bring you to God. So you could love and be loved by God. So you could be filled with the perfect love he made you for. And like Bo Peep, check this, Jesus creates the church as a community that brings together those who are overlooked and broken, where, well, the way we say it at Verve Church is, we say no perfect people are allowed, where people are accepted despite that which makes them feel unacceptable. We become a family, and that family, the church, has a mission: rescue. Just like Bo Peep and Ducky and Bunny and Duke, and they join together with a mission of finding lost toys, God puts the church together with a mission to find his lost kids, to let them know they're important to God and that he wants to be with them. You are not trash, and so don't throw your life away. You are everything to God. He loves you so much. Jesus died that you might have life with him. And the church is a rescue team. And at our church here at Verve, we see people, like lost people, find their way back to God all the time. It's the coolest thing. And we get to be a part of it. And every time it happens, it's like, whoa, we actually did that. Oh, yeah. You see, this is the story of Toy Story, and it's the story of the Bible, and it's your story. God loves you, but have you rejected his love? Have you wandered away from him? If so, he still loves you. In fact, God showed you how much he loved you by having Jesus die for you. No matter what you've done, you are not trash. You are loved, and you were made for his love, and you will be empty until you are filled with his love. Maybe, like that lady I mentioned, Lily, maybe you came here, maybe you're watching this just because it's Christmas, but maybe like Lily, you need to keep coming back and keep attending online so that you can come home to God. And if you have come home to him and you've received his love, man, will you join his rescue team and embrace the mission? Who can you pursue? Who can you invite? The next 4 weeks, we're going to continue this movie series with Knives Out and A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood next week, and with the movie The Way Back, and with Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. It's going to be fun. And we're going to talk about how God can help you to overcome your bitterness towards people who have hurt you, and your self-destructive habits, and your family's past and your past. And I wonder who you can invite. And why don't you come back for all those weeks? Why? Because you're not trash. You are loved. As imperfect as you are loved with a perfect love. He made you. He loved you to life. You have run to escape his love, but he is pursuing you. He is chasing you down, and he will fight for you till you're found. And when you felt no worth, he paid it all for you so you could be loved by God, so you could love God. You were made for his perfect love.